Now look at part two. For each question, write the correct answer in the gap. Write one word or a number or a date or a time. Look at questions 6 to 10 now. You have 10 seconds.
Hi, it's Fabio. Sorry you weren't at school today. I hope you're feeling better. I want to tell you about our homework for English. It's much easier than our last homework when we had to write an advertisement. This time it's a story. We've got to write about a journey. Of course, it doesn't have to be real. I've already started mine and I've written 100 words. But actually, we've got to write 250, so I have to write some more. We have to include a photo, but we don't have to draw a map or anything like that. If you need some ideas, look at this website, www.collatra.com. That's C-O-L-L-A-T-R-A. OK? One last thing. The date we've got to give it to the teacher. Let me look, I wrote it down. Yeah, the 22nd of May. That's good because it's before my birthday on the 25th, so I'll have no homework on my birthday.
Now listen again.
Hi, it's Fabio. Sorry you weren't at school today. I hope you're feeling better. I want to tell you about our homework for English. It's much easier than our last homework when we had to write an advertisement. This time it's a story. We've got to write about a journey. Of course, it doesn't have to be real. I've already started mine and I've written 100 words. But actually, we've got to write 250, so I have to write some more. We have to include a photo, but we don't have to draw a map or anything like that. If you need some ideas, look at this website, www.collatra.com. That's C-O-L-L-A-T-R-A. OK? One last thing. The date we've got to give it to the teacher. Let me look, I wrote it down. Yeah, the 22nd of May. That's good because it's before my birthday on the 25th, so I'll have no homework on my birthday.
That is the end of part 2.